Welcome back to the Final Whistle Podcast.
Time you run!
Welcome back to the Final Whistle. Here we go, boys. It's all what we've been waiting for, the opening round of the footy season. Footy is back. How are we going?
Mate, I'm feeling great. A lot better than what I was on Saturday, that's for sure.
Feeling awesome.
Awesome. Before we jump into it, mate, we'll talk about the news that's come through today. Josh Morris and Jack Bird.
As we all know, rugby league, one week is like forever. And so a couple of things today, you know. Jack Bird, unfortunately, done his ACL at training when he was going to line up for what would have been his 16th match in 3 years. Taken away the anguish, you know, 3 years of surgeries. You know, he was in red hot form at Cronulla when he signed to go to Brisbane, and he's just had a lot of bad luck with injuries. Must have stepped on a couple of black cats and that, but you know, $200,000 per game for the last 3 years, that's nothing to be sneezing at if you're talking money for value. What do you reckon, Trev, mate?
Yeah, no, I feel sorry for him. You know, unfortunately, that's just the theatrics of rugby league. You know, you got the good times, you got the low times, and unfortunately,
you got the shit times.
And that's right, like you said, you got the shit times as well. But you know what? Rugby league, it's back. It's round one coming up. Mate, this off season, and like most rugby league, you know, it's like another episode of Days of Our Lives.
100%. Yeah, just with Jack Bird, you feel for him. I've had an ACL injury myself. And it's not just not being able to play, but it's the whole, you know, the mental game, and also, is your knee ever going to feel right again? And he's gone back-to-back as well, so all the demons up there. I saw his Instagram post just before we come on the podcast about, you know, he was fit and healthy. He was the fittest he's ever been, even when he was at Cronulla in red-hot form. And then, like I said, just one of those freak moments, but he'll come back bigger and stronger. And he's only a young fella as well, so hopefully heals quite well.
And the other news, obviously, Josh Morris signed or has been released. There's a bit of conjecture there. The board allowed it, but the coach wanted him to stay for his final year.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I sort of feel with that, like if the board and the coach aren't on the same level right now, is his job at risk if they start off the season bad?
Well, you saw what happened last year. They had that real low in the middle of the year, so that's now just in the third coach that throws his hat into the ring to be the first sack. Now that's Mary McGregor, Stephen Kearney, and John Morris. But look, you got to remember, John Morris, it's his second full year of coaching.
Oh, definitely.
So he's still very green there. You know, look, the board, especially with the new boss there now, you don't want to be chewing through coaches that are going to be.
And still paying them.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Mark
Henry. Yeah. We got three first-class coaches on our books, who I think. It's crazy.
I just think it's just the best solution for everyone. He wants to play with his brother. There's a left centre spot there at the Roosters. If he's half on it to play for Cronulla, he might as well ship him out right now.
Like, my thing is, what they should have done was that I would have waited until you played the Roosters, then let him go after that.
The Sharks only got the Roosters sponsorship?
Yeah, I think it's only in the round five.
Yeah, so it's early on. But it's going to be a blockbuster. But no matter where it is, I'll tell you what, if that's not close to a sellout, you know, the Sharks fans will be getting it tomorrow, so I'm not sure if the Roosters fans might actually turn up for this one.
Yeah, well, there'll be a lot of sombreros at that bloody ground that match, won't there? Plenty of sombreros.
Awesome, guys. So tonight we'll cover junior reps. We'll preview Canterbury Cup New South Wales and also preview round one of the NRL.
Yes, sweet ass. So we'll move straight into the University of New England Harold Matthews Cup. So it's we're about halfway through the season now. Some teams have played five games, majority have played four, with a couple played three. We've got top eight seeds: Bulldogs, Sea Eagles, Panthers, Eels, Knights, Magpies, Canberra Raiders, and Cronulla Sharks lead out the eight there, with Bears and Rabbitohs hot on their heels. So, Trev, mate, it's looking really good here for the Bulldogs and Seagulls and Penrith and Eels, they've been up there for the last couple of years, along with Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs have taken a bit of a dip this year.
Yeah, no, definitely, mate. Like, it's, like Junior Raps, it's great to watch. It's good. It's fantastic to see. It's good to see that, like, teams like the Bulldogs and the Seagulls doing really well. Because normally over the so many years, it's always just been about your Penrith and your Parramattas and even your Cronulla Sharks there for the last couple of years as well. But normally, mate, it's great to watch, and some great football is being played in those first 5 weeks.
What about last year? You know, Rabbitohs up the top. This year they're down 10th at the moment, and they've got a minus 92 in points difference in for and against. So,
yeah, you've got to understand, you know, like, it is an age competition, so most of those players would have pushed up into the SG ball.
Yeah.
And they got, like, their under-15s, like, if their development school push up into the under-16s. So you can't really look into that too much.
Well, you just mentioned it, speaking about SG ball, we'll just jump straight into that. Knights lead the way, and Warriors, Roosters, Raiders in the top four, Panthers, Bulldogs, Souths, and the Steelers round out the eight, and then below that, it's a gridlock there. There's a couple of teams on eight, then a few teams on seven, heaps of teams on six and four. So a win or a loss there could jump you up a few spots, but the bottom of the eight is obviously Manly, Tigers, Eels, Magpies, Thunderbolts, Sharks, Dragons, Central Coast Roosters, Bears, and the Pirates round out. There, they've none from five.
Yeah, Pirates are, I was talking to the Pirates. They were out here a couple of weeks ago playing Penrith, and yeah, they carry the weight of the teams travelling over there, so they've got to pay for teams travelling over to they've got to travel. You know, just the teams that travel over to Western Australia, they've got to carry the accommodation fees and all that. So each year,
yeah. So New South Wales Rugby will pay for the airfares, and they have to
pay for the accommodation and that. So, you know, like, it's not just looking after their own team; they've got to look after, you know, the accommodation for the team that's coming over. So it's very money consuming there, considering that at the end of the day they don't have anywhere to go unless they filter in over here on the East Coast. So as we were talking last week with expansion, they need to get a Perth side over there. That way the Pirates will have somewhere to feed into. And then you know, along the lines, the West Coast Pirates in SG Ball will become a bit more competitive because they'll know that they've got that next level to go to in the NRL. I sneakily said to them that they should link up with a hotel over here and whatever else, so when they come over here they stay at that same hotel, they wear that hotel out on their away trip. So they said that they'll look into that because they might just help them with a few costs over this way.
Yeah, just with the SD Ball competition as well, like the Warriors, you know, I'm pretty happy that they actually see they do have a junior upside playing. Better than went into the under-20s and so on. I'm pretty impressed with the Penrith Panthers at the moment. They're in hot form. Like, they've only played the four games at the moment, but they've had a draw with Manly. I think Manly at the moment, even though they're Jets, they haven't won too many games, but I think if they get the roll on in these last couple of weeks, they could sneak into the eight, you know, and probably cause some upsets. But I think at the moment, Penrith will probably have to be the team to beat, even though it doesn't look like it on the table. But mate, they've been playing red hot football.
What about school football, mate? It's a bit how you're going and whatnot. And they had you had your trials there the other week, and I heard that young Donovan, you know, broke his leg in school trials, so now he's out for SG Ball, and then for the most part of the rest of the football season.
Well, Donovan Boney from Penrith. You know, like, he sat out all last year due to having a shoulder reconstruction. He came back this year, got to play a little bit of the trial game against Parramatta. Then he played a bit of the trial game in the Sydney Shield for St Mary's against the Rams. And then he got to play, I think, only the one game for the SG Ball in the competition. Then at schoolboy football, broke his leg and he's out for the year again. So I wouldn't really say it's a big loss for Penrith. Like, even though, like, I know the Boney's really well, but they got, like, come across the field, and mainly, like, they got so many, so much talent there. But the main player that I like at that Penrith team is they call him Tito, the fullback, Sania. So mate, he's probably the best fullback running around in the SG ball competition at the moment, and I wouldn't be too surprised if he gets picked in the New South Wales under 18 squad.
Yeah, just on schoolboys, just wanted to, I got an email through today from Tracy at New South Wales Rugby League. Yep, and she informed, just let us know, because I asked a couple of questions because we obviously saw it the other week, that the New South Wales All Schools Rugby League tournament for schoolboys will be going ahead this year. It won't be cancelled. There was some social media reports out there that it was cancelled. So pleased to say that it is going ahead. We'll move on to Andrew Johns and Laurie Daly in the country championships once we can get those ladders up on the website. And Andrew Johns and the Laurie Daly Cup, their country championships, and they've got two more weeks to go until we get into final series for them. What do we like about the country championship, boys, is the fact that Penrith, Parramatta, Newcastle, and Penrith are all involved in there.
Like Penrith, like those teams, they're using it. Well, I've got to understand, Newcastle uses their second
16s.
Their second side. So they use players who aren't picked in the Harrow mats and that, or SG ball. So they actually pick the players from the CRL as well. But seeing teams like Penrith in there, like, I understand the reason for them being in it and that. But at the same time, like, I think it takes away a bit of the prestige of being Country Rugby League. But again, as we know, Country Rugby League and New South Wales Rugby League merge under the one. So, yeah, it's a bit of a touch and feely go. Because my thing is, like, I know if I was, like, one of the city clubs, my main objective is to win the Harrow Mats and SG Ball.
Yeah.
And so I want the best players. So if you got a 15-year-old, because I know at Penrith they use under 15s to play in the Andrew Johns.
Yeah, well, Parramatta are the second 16s, second of the 16s.
Well, just Penrith, they use their under 15s. But my thing is, if I've got a 15-year-old that's better than a player in the Harrow Mats, I'd rather that player be playing Harrow Mats and send any players back from the Harrow Mats who aren't good enough to go play there, because it's still an under 16 age competition.
Yeah. No, well, we can't seem to find the ladder now.
Yeah, Penrith at top.
Yep.
NC Bulldogs are second.
So North Coast Bulldogs. So they're based out up there at Foster, and they are linked with the Bulldogs.
Western Rams are third.
Yep.
Fourth is Parramatta. Fifth is NR Titans.
So Northern Rivers. So they're up there on the Tweed. That's why they've got the Gold Coast Titans. And then the Riverina Bulldogs.
Sixth. And then the seventh we have the Knights. And then to round up the eighth position, we have GSR Tigers.
So that's a that's down in the Group 6 corridor. We're about to the Monaro Colts. They must have a bye this week, do they?
Yeah,
Monaro Colts have the bye there.
So Andrew Johns Cup, it's round 5. It's
Rounds this year. Okay, they've dropped the 6 round this year.
So then the following, obviously next weekend will be the first week of the finals series.
Hey, like that Penrith side in that, mate, they're marvellous. Like, they've been playing awesome footy. You know, like, they're 5'8". Jermaine McEwen, mate, like, he's got speed to burn, and when he gets through, someone shut the gates.
Yeah, well, their halfback there is none other than Nathan Cleary's brother, Jet.
Jet and Jermaine, mate, could they be the future for Penrith down the
Jet and Nathan in about 4 years' time.
Nathan to go to hooker, mate.
Penrith hasn't lost a game in Andrew Johns Cup either, so they're 4-4.
And their 15-year-old's playing up on age, that's pretty good.
We'll
move on to Laurie Daly when we can get it. The same thing, you know. It's so with the Laurie Daly, with the Andrew Johns and Laurie Daly, as we've all just worked out there, and we've been talking about it for the last couple of years, is that Clubs like Canterbury Bulldogs, West Tigers, Gold Coast Titans, Monaro Colts down in the southern area with Canberra, Illawarra St. George Dragons, or South Coast Dragons, I should say. They're linked up with St. George Illawarra. And then you obviously got your Newcastle, that's your Hunter. You got another one down there now with Riverina Bulls. Parramatta, obviously, with Parramatta. So they've all got links to NRL clubs, which is good, I guess, for your pathway, knowing that even though you're up in the bush way up out in the middle of nowhere and you think you're not getting noticed, you're still getting noticed because you got the link with the clubs there now and selectors come up and watch your games, which is very good.
In the Laurie Daly Cup, Panthers are last.
Yeah, mate, struggling a bit, the Panthers. In that
well, that was the Harrow-Matt side that missed the finals last year too. So, seems to be that for the age group at the moment, they're just not working as good as they wanted. So the leaderboard there for Laurie Daly is Illawarra South Coast Dragons leading it, North Coast Bulldogs are second, Riverina Bulls are third, Northern Rivers Titans are fourth, Great Northern Tigers are coming in fifth. That's the second side that the Tigers are associated with. Monaro Colts are sixth, Western Rams are seventh, and Parramatta ran out that eighth for there. Now, once that's the junior reps wrap. There's Tasha Gale as well, and which we didn't have Tasha Gale ready. We'll have Tasha Gale ready for next week when we do our junior reps wrap. But we'll move on to Canterbury Cup New South Wales preview. McDonald Jones Stadium is the first game that we've got here, and it's live on Foxtel. And that sees the Newcastle Knights taking on the Vodafone Warriors. And we'll just run through the team list. We won't go too much into them. We all know that majority of these sides are the second string side, so these lists here will obviously change when the extended bench for the NRL does drop away. But at the moment, it's got Luke Sharp at fullback for Knights, Toby Marks on the wing with Matt Sofa-Loya as the other winger, Tyrone Roberts-Davis and Tato Moga in the centres, Tex Hoy and Mason Lino are your halves, Josh King and Matt Croker are your forwards with Chris Randall at rake, which is dummy half, Jira Momosia and Brody Jones are your second row pairing, and Zach Hosking is lock on the bench. You got Luke Huth, Jack Cameron, Lyndon Hills, John Tolofeoa, and Tavita Alifa John Tolofeoa is your 7th man, and then Tavita Alifa and Baden Sol are your extended bench. For your Warriors, you've got Rocco Berry at fullback, Setu Tu and Cecitino Ravu Tomata. What a name that's going to be for whoever's saying that on the day. As the other wing, Adam Pompey and Edward Cosi as your centres. I really rate Edward. I've watched some of his junior footy. He's a really good up-and-coming centre, which might actually get a push into first grade sometime this year. Paul Turner and Adam Kieran are your halves. Adam Tuumave, Gerard and Preston Ricky are your props with Temple Kelepo, your dummy half. Tom Ayo and Lee Vaha Pulu are your second row. Tyler Slade, your lock. On your bench, you've got Sean Maloney, Jairus Glamazina, Isaiah Vangana. That's a name that brings back a past there. And Emiliano Michele is your 17 with Nicholas Halalillo as your 18th man. Mate, Dale, resident Knights fan here, mate. What do you think of the Knights' second string side here?
We've got some depth there. Tyrone Roberts-Davis, one of these traded with the Titans there, so he'll add some depth into us. Moga, another one that was missed out again in the NRL squad, so he'll be pushing the spot there.
Tex Hoy and Mason Lino, mate. That'll keep your halves on their toes in the first grade.
Oh, Tex Hoy.
Love that name. Yeah, he's just got upgraded to...
Top 30.
Top 30, so... You know, he's trained well in the preseason, and he killed it at 9, so well done to him. I'm unlucky that Mason Lino didn't get the number 6, and they've gone with Kurt Mann. Well, we'll discuss that more when we get to the NRL, but You know, Leo's come through the Warriors ranks and he played a lot of cup with them, so he'll lead the boys around there.
We'll move on to this next game here. I'll be here at this game, round one. Jack will be there doing ball boy duties for the Bears. I'll have my Bear gear on, but I'll also have me Panthers gear packed away for the later game. But fullback Panthers is Dane Laurie. On the wings, you got Charlie Sains and Jake Targo. In your centre pairing there is Jed Cartwright and Maliko Foligno. In your halves, you've got the returning Tyrone May. He cannot play NRL till after round five, but he can play New South Wales Cup when he is. Kurt Falls is your halfback. Cade Ellis and Billy Sakaris is your props, with Brendan Haynes, your dummy half. Pat Hollis and John Famu in your second row, with Jermaine Hopgood in your lock. On your bench, you've got Jared Brackenhofer, Lindsay Smith, John Trimboli and George Sakaris on the bench. So the Sakaris brothers there will be interchanging, I dare say, being props to there.
Mate, quite a few of those players in that Penrith side I've been fortunate enough to see play over the years, like John Famumu. You know, like he's given it a good crack to make the NRL. Now he came back and played it a few years in the Ron Massey Cup for St Mary's. Jared Brackenhofer, you know, he's played at Mounties over the years as well. He's another good player. good player coming through. Lindsay Smith. Penrith have got a good team on paper. I just hope they can improve from last season.
Well, Kurt Falls is another one that's making a name for himself. Jeff Daniela, who we had on last year, speaks very high of him. So it's good to see him there. Moving on to the Bears, the mighty Bears. Asu Kipoa at fullback with Sione Hopewadi and Christian Tupapulutu as your flanks, your wingers. And then a positional move this year for Matthew Ikevalu. He's moving to the centres. I dare say that's to get him ready to go into centre if they need him. And James Tuihatahi, he's a gun centre as well. I don't know why they didn't bother putting him up into Roosters for round one. Lachlan Lamb and Drew Hutchinson is your halves. Maxi Bailey and the Pauasa Faamasili, who's obviously on a lot of people's radars there, possibly doing the switch. They're your forwards. Freddie Lussick has won the backup dummy half here by getting the number 9 over Bradley Dietz. Eden Rogers-Smith, Tom Freeband are your second rows. And Eli Jackson is your lock. Brad Dietz on the bench in the number 14. And Daniel Saluku Fafita, another Fafita coming through. Lupe Tuvalu and Ben Thomas are your 17, with Jack Morris and Anif Mann. So, you know, a lot of these boys here, like Max Bailey, Freddie Lussick, Pauasa Faamasili, Tommy Freeband, Brad Dietz, along with Lachlan Lamb, Drew Hutchinson, and Asu Kipoa, and Matt Ikevalu and James Tuihatahi, they're all done an off-season with the Roosters. So I dare say you watch the Bears this year, there'll be more aligned to having the similar plays as the Roosters. So then it's just a lot easier when they slip players up into the Roosters lineup when they need it. It's going to be a good game. As much as I'm a Panthers fan for the NRL, I'm a Bears fan for Canterbury Cup, and I dare say I'm hoping the Bears get a better rub of the green up at Penrith Stadium than they did last year, because last year we were up there, it was 30-0 a whitewash by Penrith. So I'm hoping for better things from the boys this week. We'll move over onto Sunday, Dale, if you want to read out the Sea Eagles and Mounties lineup.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I didn't see the other one. But we'll do this one first, and we'll go back to the Channel 9 game after.
No drama. So we got Luke Metcalf at fullback. On the wings, Miski and Jake Ensign. In the centres is Sam Smith and Kiowa. The halves,
you don't want to say the name.
The halves are Dylan Python and Kate Cuss. Andy Saunders and Zach Sadler are the props, with Zach Docker Clay is number 9. Dan Akufo, whatever his name is. He's in the second row with Reed Izzard. And the lock is Keith T. Titmus.
Oh, imagine. Wait till they start doing TV games with Titmus, hey? They'll drop the must just for the fun of it.
So on the bench, we've got another 7A coming through. Butfield, Tyler Castle, Petro Ben Nakubuai. No number 18, but number 19 is Sam Manu Kawala. Yeah. We hate to be a commentator these days.
Let me just be honest with you, right? I remember last year, because as most people know, I was the media communications manager for Blacktown last season. And I remember getting phone calls from Channel 9 or Fox Sports saying, oh, can you just go through and help us pronounce these names? So they were doing their homework before we got airtime.
Tell me about it. You got Mounties at fullback. You got Dane Spencer on the wing. Valimi.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the other wing is Harley Smith Shield. Unlucky to not get in the NRL side.
There's just those wingers there. Is mouth-watering enough to want to go out Sunday and watch him. Semi Valimi, for people that don't know, he scored 4 tries in the losing under-20s grand final last year for Raiders against South Sydney. He scored 4 tries and still lose the match.
In the centres, we got Matthew Tomoko and Tony Santini. In the halves, welcome back Matt Frawley from overseas, partners with Sam Williams in the halves. In the props, we've got JJ Collins with Jack Murchie, and Tom Starling is the hooker. In the second row, we've got Kai O'Donnell and Daniel Keir. In the lock is Darby Medlin, and on the bench, we have Ruben with 2 N's, Rennie. Another Ruben Porter. We have Pei Pua, Vincent Rennie, and Adam Cook, another Cook.
Yeah, so there's a couple of Rennies on the bench. That's pretty good.
Ruben Porter, did he play NRL last year? He debuted for the Cowboys?
That's another Ruben Cotter.
Cotter, that's the Ruben mixed up. How do you reckon this one's a go, Trev?
Yeah, no, man, well, it could be a good game to watch. And that out there at Wado and between these two teams, they've both named real strong sides. And that, man, it's going to be exciting. And that, it's a shame that it's not a TV game, but, man, it's going to be a great game.
On to the TV game on Sunday, so we have... Yeah,
Channel 9, awesome.
Channel 9 live at Campbelltown Stadium with the Eels and the Dogs. So at fullback is Will Smith. On the wings is Dunster and George Jennings. In the centre is Dodd and Salmon. Dry Field, unless the Dragons have gone across to the Eels.
Yeah, for a trial and train, and he's he seems to have gotten himself a spot there, I think.
And the half is Eli Levito. For the props, it's Daniel Alvaro and Oregon Kafusi. Oregon Kafusi. In the hooker, it's Reese Davis. In the second row, it's Raymond Stone and Eliel Zakim. And then we got David Gower as lock on the bench. Brad Kieran, Andrew Davi, Stefano, Tua Kamanu, Bakashi Makau,
Stefano is the one that West Tigers have re-signed up for next year.
Yep. And they're playing the Bulldogs, but unfortunately the Bulldogs team is to be confirmed.
I think the Bulldogs have had too much off-field stuff going on to announce their team, because they obviously had to change a few people through. So I dare say the Bulldogs will name their team later on. And then we've got a couple more games as well on Sunday afternoon. It seems to be all the games on Sunday. And also that game there at Campbelltown Stadium, it is a Parramatta home game.
That's right.
But the Parramatta's high performance facilities at Kellyville aren't 100% completed to host home games. So I think for now they'll go there without ripping up the turf too much at Bank West, because it seems that Elton John done a lot of ripping up the other week when he had his concert there. So Wynn Stadium Sunday afternoon sees Dragons and the Magpies. Dragons lineup is Trey Stewart at fullback, Jason Gillard and Jason Saab on the wings, with Charlie Reutzemann and Max Fiagai in the centres. Tyron Wishart, now that's another name from the past. Roddy Wishart's boy. So you got Wishart and Saylor in the halves. So Tristan Saylor's in the halfback there. Eddie Blacker and Jaden Morgan are your props, with Joey Alavadua in hooker, Luke Gale and Jackson Ford in second row, and young Hayden Lomax lock. Blake Abarbuto, Nathan Alia Tagaga, Matt Nicholson, and Matthew DiBlanco are your bench, with Justin Jones your 18th man. For your Magpies, you got Dylan Smith at fullback, William Key and Kane Bradley as your wings, Tommy Talau and Matheson Johns in the centres, Brendan O'Hagan and Jock Madden are your halves, Matthew Eisenhoof and Oliver Clark are your props, with Jake Simpkin being your hooker. That's that young 18-year-old come down from Brisbane, wasn't it?
Thank you, pardon?
The hooker there for Magpies, Jake Simpkin, he's the one that signed on from, yes, from Brisbane. Chris McQueen and Alexander Seafarth are your second row, with Sam McIntyre 13. And on the bench sees Jordan Liu, Terrell May, Lachlan Talau, Austin Diaz as your 17, with Michael Fenn as your extended bench there. So
another Talau?
Yeah, there's a couple of brothers that are making round one games with each other. So you've got the Securus over at Penrith, you've got the Talau's here, and you've got the Rennie boys from Mountains.
Bud Sullivan's not in the squad.
Don't know, mate, what's going on there, but it's going to be a great game. The Dragons vs Magpies in the Canterbury Cup. You know, like, with all the names that have been getting thrown around, like we've just been talking about, like, you know, like Tommy Talau. But one player I can't wait to see again, I reckon he's going to have a bigger year this year, and he's still young, is that Jason Saab.
Yeah.
You know, mate, the kid's speed to burn, and he can jump as high as...
Did you hear the story about when he signed on with Dragons?
Yeah, mate. His dad's a little bit... His dad had his South Sydney shirt on, and he's like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm signing the Dragons. I'm coming to meet the Dragons. What are you wearing? Yeah.
His dad's a Burrow member too, Dale. So he sits in the Burrow and sings the Burrow songs week in, week out. And that's what Jason was doing when he was a youngster as well. But now, you know, footy's...
Can't help it where you
are. Ah, mate, no, footy's 48.
You've got to go where you get your opportunity.
And just on the South Sydney, Trev, you want to read out the last game, mate?
Yeah, definitely. The last game in the Canterbury Cup is played this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Metricon High Performance Centre. It'll be the Rabbitohs versus the Newtown Jets. So the Rabbitohs in fullback Corey Allen on the wings. You'll have Stephen Masters and Jackson Porvo. In the centres, Bryson Goodwin and Corey Dennis. In the halves, Troy Dargan and Blake Tafe. In the props, Kai Rodwell and Tom Amone. In hooker, Joshua Cook. The back row, Jack Johns and Keon Koamatangi.
Yeah, Koamatangi, I love that. I love his last name.
I love it. Just rolls off the tongue.
Doesn't it?
And in lock, Bailey Sheridan. On the bench, you'll have Bronson Garlick, Kurt Dillon, Patriciolo, and Ben Talti. 18th and 19th man will be Trent Peoples and Jacob Gagai. Over at the Jets, in fullback, Tyler Tarmow. The wings, Jackson Ferris and John Olive.
The number 17 too.
Matt Ryan, number 17. Then in the centres, number 3, Addison Demetrio. And in the number 14, Jensen Tamopea. And then in the halves, Matt Stimson and Braden Trindle. I really like Braden Trindle. I remember talking to him last year out at Campbelltown during the final series, mate. So he's a good player. In the front row, you got Wes Lolo and Daniel Vasquez. He's another good young player, Daniel Vasquez. He came through the Cronulla system. And that, and in hooker, Zach Wolford. In the back row, Tay Wilton and Sophia Tawaki. And the lock is Jason Bakuya. On the bench, you'll have Kyle Patterson, Brock Gray. In the number 21 jersey, Thomas Hazelton. 23, Caleb Mullane. And the 18th man in number 24 is Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, mate.
Changes there,
mate. There's gonna be more changes there too. You got
Billy.
Young Billy will drop back if he's not used in the Cronulla game. He'll drop back in jersey number 25 by the looks of it here. But I'm gonna come out here and say in Canterbury Cup this year, the team to beat is the Rabbitohs. Blake Tafe has proved in the couple of trial matches that he's played and I've watched that he is Adam Reynolds' replacement when Adam Reynolds does retire. He carved up last year for the under-20s and he's left off, he's taken off from where he's left off last year. And now, you know, he's a halfback here in New South Wales Cup. You know, there's a few boys here that'll be pushing for some spots up in first grade. You got, you know, Jack Johns, Keon Kuamatangi, Bailey Sirenan, you know, Bronson Garlick, as we spoke to him in the summer series, Dale, he's happy to get back at the Rabbitohs after being there for a junior, in the juniors and whatnot. And he'll be keen to push over and push for that first grade spot. A name that's not in the 19 at all is Denny Gebby.
He's down on the South 16 bench. So his name on South 16 bench, so I'm assuming he'll drop down.
I mean, it's just one of those things. Come Tuesday, they've just got to put something out. Now it'll change 100 times between now and...
Yeah, but... Yeah.
That's the wraps with Stephen Masters as well. I don't think he's in the top 30 at South Sydney, but if he has a good cup this year...
Yeah, well, see, you know, the funny thing is, and this is where when you unravel from, you know, you go from top tier NRL down into cup, and then 20s, and then when you break away from the 20s, this is where you find where the weird ladder is. Dale, tell me who you think the excess cup players that are over the age of 20 filter down into Sydney for. So, you know, for Ron Massey, where do you reckon the South Sydney boys filter out to?
No idea.
Hills Bulls. What a travel.
But they filter out the Hills District Bulls, man. I can remember last season, Hills Bulls were struggling there, but then when they got the players coming back towards the end of the year, they had a good run and just made it one game short of the grand final.
Yeah, so that's how that worked. Man. But that's your Canterbury Cup preview for round one, guys. We'll be back shortly with the NRL preview. So for round one, we're going to preview them all, but there is a new setup this year. We'll be choosing three games to review each week and three games to preview, and then just go through the team lists. That's how we will do our NRL preview now, just to try to make it a bit compact, because our junior league, which is what our main focus is going to be when we go onto radio, it's starting to pick up. There's a lot of interest in the junior league stuff now, so we're going to try to make a bigger and a stronger segment for that. But stay tuned for NRL preview round one with your boys from The Final Whistle.
Welcome back, guys, to The Final Whistle. Now we're moving on to the NRL preview for round one.
That's what we're after.
That's right. As we know, it's Christmas time, and for all the partners out there who don't like their partners watching rugby league, I think it's time for you just to go away for 6 months.
See you in October.
Okay, so we'll begin Thursday at 8 p.m. The Eels versus the Dogs at Bankwest Stadium. Traditional rivals Parramatta and Canterbury meet in Bankwest Stadium blockbuster to kick off the new season. Eels used Bankwest as a fortress last season, so the Dogs will have their work cut out for them. For the Eels to win, they'll need to get their basics right. And for the Dogs, they'll need to keep their gritty goal line defence in check, like how they finished last season. For the Eels, Ryan Madison and Regan Campbell-Gillard will make their club's debut. Wonga Blake returns from off-season surgery, and Mike Osivo is clear to play by the NRL. Over at the Dogs, Jaden Ockenball and Corey Herrera is stood down by the club, but we won't go into that. Wakem wins the battle for the number 6 jersey and will partner Lachlan Lewis in the halves, and Joe Stimson and Britt will make their debuts. Soasa Sue, Marcelo Montoya, Raymond Fatala Mariner and Chris Smith are out with injuries. What are your thoughts and opinions, guys?
Well, I know when we were talking about the NRL preview just the other day, the question was raised who was going to be the 6 and the 7, and it looked like I got the 6 and the 7 right there. I said Lewis and Wakem. It'd be good to see what, you know, Wakem can do. Really, you know, Wakem came onto the scene for us, for all of us, you know, that don't really know the Bulldogs club as well, because we're not supporters there. He came on board in Rep Round against Fiji, and from there, you know, he went really really strong, and kicked goals from there until he hurt himself. For me, mate, I've picked Parramatta by 10 in this match. I don't see the Dogs having enough defence to work out to be able to stop Mitchell Moses if he starts getting a roll on with Guffo and all that. Dale, what's your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, happy for Waken to get the number 6 jersey. Trained hard to get that, but unlucky for Cog. I think he's on the extended bench anyway, so those three will definitely rotate through there anyway. But I like to see how Ryan Madison goes coming across for the Tigers. So I picked the Eels just on the back of all the Dogs drama. I think they'll be too strong at home starting the new season, and Brad Arthur will have them under a leash. 6 p.m. Friday night, Raiders versus the Titans at GIO Stadium. While Canberra come so close to completing a fairy tale run last year, the Gold Coast lived out a nightmare and got the dreaded spoon. Titans only won 4 games last year, and to start the season off beating the 2019 runners-up away from home would give them the confidence booster they'll need. For the Raiders to win, they'll need to continue their defence being the key, like it was in 2019, with only conceding 15 points on average. For the Titans, it's simple. Just stick to the game plan and hold the ball. Raiders lineup, so George Williams will make his NRL debut, Curtis Scott makes his club debut, Simonson takes the vacant wing spot from Rapana, Bateman is ruled out with injury, and Sutton is suspended. For the Titans, AJ Brimson and Fawaki are out injured, Sammy gets the shot with the number 1 on his back, and Lasone will make his club debut. Shannon Boyd left out altogether. Any thoughts and opinions on this, Trev?
Yeah, mate, Shannon Boyd, like, I don't know why he's left out, don't know what's going on there, but he's a big body, and, mate, got to remember, he got to play for the Kangaroos a few years ago before going up to the Titans. Just hope he can get back into the frame.
It's the same with the Gold Coast last while it's gotten to him. Raiders should get the cookies here pretty easy. Down at home with the Viking clap to back them up there for the start of the round. I'm really excited. I'm just excited football's back. I really am. I can't wait to glue my ass to the seat and watch Thursday night into Friday night, and then in the Saturday afternoon, you know, chuck in a bit of junior rugby league there as well, mate. It's going to be football for Nanta here on the weekend. I've picked Raiders. What about you, Dale?
Yeah, I picked the Raiders. It'll be a close one. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think it'll be in between 1 and 12.
Well, so for you punters out there, you want to take the bold head of Dale's tips there? Raiders 1-12. Moving on to the surprise, surprise, 8 p.m. Friday. Who do we have? We have Broncos. They're travelling up to the Queensland Country Bank Stadium, the brand new stadium for North Queensland. So again, nothing like a good old Queensland derby to begin the season. Some beautiful matchups here in recent time, and we are set for another blockbuster. So, disappointing 2019 for the Cowboys, and the Broncos want to make amends for that 58-0 last outing that they had in week 1 of the semis. Valentine Holmes will make his club debut, and Josh Maguire is suspended from the early plea from last year. Cowboys to win, they need to be led around by Morgan, Drinkwater, and then have Holmes at the back there to help them out too. For the Broncos, they'll need their young forward pack to continue their form from last year. So as stated in the opening there, Valentine Holmes will make his NRL return to fullback. Scott Drinkwater, I should say, sorry about that, claims the number 6 jersey and will partner Morgan in the halves. Josh Maguire, as we said, he's injured, but he also has a carryover suspension too. New captain Alex Glenn has been ruled out. Asako, we dare say, will come into fullback there for Jack Bird, who was named, but as we spoke about earlier, he's been ruled out now with an ACL. Jake Turpin got the start there, hooker. Andrew McCulloch's been named on the bench. Jesse Arthurs gets his shot on the wing. And Jamil Hopewadi will make his NRL debut off the bench after spending some time in jail.
And then also running around in the Queensland Cup.
And then also he came back from Queensland Cup on a trial and train last year. So it's going to be very, very good, guys. Thoughts and opinions on this one, Dale?
I pick the Cowboys. They won the Nines. You're pretty almost at full strength, barring Maguire. They'll be ready. Hot, ready to go. I can't wait to see
how Drinkwater goes, but it'll be another blockbuster. It won't be a blowout, and I'm thinking the Cowboys would just get across the line.
What do you reckon, sellout for this new stadium?
Oh, definitely. It's going to be a sellout up there. Brand new stadium. Like, the people of North Queensland have been crying for it for a long time now. Obviously, they wanted it when JT was around, but they've got it now since he's retired. So, but end of the day, mate, I think the Cowboys will win this game because they want to christen the new stadium with a win.
How about if you're a young kid and, you know, for the last 3, 4, 5 years that you've been going to a game, you get to roll down the hill, and now there's no hill to roll down. So it'll be interesting. I like it. It's closer to town.
Well, it's good for the economy as well.
So, you know, like where the old stadium is, I believe it was a 20, 30-minute drive out from town. So then, you know, everyone had to come into town to drink up afterwards. Now that you've got it in town, all the bars and the pubs and the hubs all around there are going to benefit from it. So it's probably, as Trev said, economy-wise, it's going to be real good after a game. You still get people driving 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, and that's not even leaving Queensland, just to get there to watch their local team. I've picked Cowboys. It seems at the moment, mate, we're picking the same ones, Dale. It's not going to be very good, is it? Moving on.
So moving on now, Saturday at 3 p.m. we'll have the Knights versus the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium. All the pre-season talk is over. Now it's time to put your money where your mouth is. Adam O'Brien has stated a number of times he's changed the attitude of his players. Let's see in practice. Jaden Brayley will make his club debut and will be a key for success out of dummy half. Can't wait for the battle of the fullbacks in Ponga and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Fourth and ninth, Jahamat Shabaski and Anaru Tuilua are the new centre combo. Jaden Brayley, as stated before, will make his club debut at hooker. Kurt Mann's named at six and will partner Mitch Pearce in the halves.
Oh, we're going back to the 80s, were we?
Yeah, mate, but he was a lock. So,
yeah.
So, yep, Phoenix Crossland, Sione Maluta and Bradman Bessa all out injured. And then the Warriors, we've got Cody Nikorima named on the bench, and Chanel Harris-Tavita will partner Green in the halves. Wade Egan gets first crack at the number nine jumper, with Carl Walton on the bench, Josh Curran, Ignatius Parsi, Jackson Frey, and Buddy Afoa all out injured. What's your thoughts and opinions on this game, guys?
As a Knights fan, obviously I picked the Knights. Obviously, there's all the talk has been about O'Brien, what's he delivered up there, the whole attitude thing. We just need to see them practice it, as Trev said in the preview. Interesting that, you know, Shabaski and Chuala got in the centres. I was hoping that Mogan might have got a chance to play the back end of the season there, but, you know, I don't coach them. It will be a great game. You know, RTS, is he 100% fit? We'll soon find out. But I'm happy for, you know, what's his name? Wade Egan, who gets a start going across from Penrith over to the Warriors. So,
It was good that he got the first crack, and I think it would have been a real letdown if he didn't get first crack, seeing that he actually left here
to get
first crack. So, you know, to be that number nine.
Well, he's got a lot of pressure on him. I just hope that he does well.
But he's got talent there. Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, he was stuck over here and whatnot, so he decided to go get himself a fresh start.
Nick Arimane on the bench.
Yeah. Having a dummy half, who I guess could probably back up in the lock if need be, and then Nikorima as well, and that's two kind of like utility type players on the bench. I don't see how that's going to work real well. Just for a quick fun fact though, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck last year ran over 4,000 kilometres in running metres for a side that didn't make the top eight. So he's doing a lot of work at the back there, and then with Ken Mamalo as well. You know, these forwards better pull the finger out of their asses, so to speak, and start helping out your back three that are getting you out of trouble. Moving on, Dale, what we got?
Yeah, Saturday 5:30, South Sydney versus Cronulla Sharks at ANZ Stadium. It's a new era for both the Rabbitohs and the Sharks after the departure of some experienced players. South Sydney lost leaders Sam Burgess and Sutton to retirement, though they gained a superstar in Latrell Mitchell. Cronulla are without Paul Gallen, as he's in retirement. Fecky, Pryor both went over to the Super League and are battling a mini outside back injury crisis. After being a walking headline all summer,
Mitchell will make his anticipated Rabbitohs NRL debut at fullback. For the Rabbitohs to win, they'll need the forwards to set the platform for the backs to polish it off. For the Sharks, they need to rediscover that old-fashioned, down-and-dirty culture of winning when they're not really in it. For the South Sydney, they welcome, obviously, Latrell Mitchell, who will play number one. Hamay Selle, who come across from Penrith, has been named on the bench to make his club debut. Ethan Lowe is all ready to go after picking up that Nines knee injury. For the Sharks, Will Kennedy is the new fullback. Toby Rudolph will make his NRL debut off the bench. Matt Moylan, Josh Dugan, Bronson Cherry are all out injured.
Mate, I reckon Souths are going to win this and win this comfortably. I don't think the Sharks will even pressure Latrell Mitchell in the ways that we want to see if he's really going to be cut out here at fullback. I don't think he'll be pressured too much in here. I reckon you watch Latrell, he'll come out with a point to prove, and I reckon he might even bag a couple of tries. I think Bennett's playing it safe though, having Alex Johnson on the wing on the bench. I believe he's just got him there just in case he needs to switch Latrell to left centre, and then Alex Johnson can obviously put a go in there in fullback if need be. I've got South 13 plus. What about you, Dre? What are you thinking, mate?
Yeah, mate. I think South's going to probably win this one against the Sharks. No, I reckon it's going to be a close game. What most people think. I've got to give Latrell time to settle into the fullback position. But, you know, it's round one, get the cobwebs out. I know people say, oh, but they've had trials. But, you know, there's a difference between your top line players playing 15, 20 minutes worth of trials and having a good run of 60 minutes or some 80 minutes in first grade.
Yeah, no, trials nowadays aren't what they used to be. The 26, 27 men on a lineup now. And majority of the second string boys, they get more of the run out to try and cement spots or whatever else into that top line spot.
It's good that Toby Rudolph has been, given a chance to having a great season out there, the Jets last year. So it'll be interesting how he goes. Another big forward off the bench.
How long is Bronson Cherry out for?
They reckon they're all going to come back round three or round four. It's not major, but you never know with Moylan and Dugan. They say they're all fit and they're not named and they are named. So
well, Moylan's got his hamstrings all working now. It's a calf.
Yeah, so it's a second injury.
So now it's moved down, and then the start of next year it'll be an ankle injury, and then the year after it'll be a toe injury. It's slowly working its way out of the body. It's going to be hampering there all year. Moving on to the 7:30 match, Penrith versus the Roosters at Panthers Stadium. No bigger first up test for the young Panthers side than back-to-back premiers. The Roosters tricolours all turn up for the season with a World Club Challenge victory against St Helens in the last month to keep those wheels rolling despite the departures of Latrell Mitchell, Cooper Cronk and Zane Tedovano from that premiership winning squad. Penrith have lost some experience with chief playmaker ripping it up over in the Super League with Catalan's Dragons, that's James Maloney. But a few exciting recruits and emerging talent has them confident they can return to the finals, not to mention also that they went for a grueling off-season army mud camp as well. So, it's very, very good for the Panthers. I'm very excited. The Panthers to win. It's time for Cleary to lead his side around. For the Roosters to maintain that watertight defence, Tedovano will make his club debut against his old club. And he might be the key to unlocking some of the defence mechanisms in the old side out. Caleb Akins is got the fullback job over the injured Dylan Edwards, and new recruit Kurt Capel is also out injured. Appy Coruscant returns to hooker, and in terms of the halves there, Jerome Luai's got the nod there. Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary really clicked well coming up through the junior system, so through Harold Matz, SG Ball, 20s, New South Wales Cup, they've won titles all together through those ones there. So I guess for Ivan, he's gone with what's been proven in the lower grades. Let's hope that it can actually click in the first grades. For Roosters, Boy Cordner has has been rested, we've been told. He's been rested. Sitili Tupanoa will start, just like the WCC in the World Club Challenge. Angus Crichton is over at left centre. And Kurt Flanagan replaces... Kyle Flanagan. That's just still a K. No, I don't care. It's Roosters anyway. Kyle Flanagan replaces the retired Cooper Cronk. Trev, what's your thoughts on this game, mate?
Panthers got a good challenge like the Roosters, and they showed it in the World Club Challenge. Like, their defence is top notch. They pride on their defence. And then when they had to, they scored tries. But the tries they scored in that World Club Challenge just weren't easy tries. They were like good field tries.
See, that's what worries me, right? If we can't, if Penrith can't crack the Roosters' defence, what's Latrell? I mean, what's Nathan and Jerome going to try and do? They're going to try and go sideways.
That's right.
So we're going to run more sideways meters than we are going to run front meters.
That's what the Roosters want. They want to go sideways and then try and go around as much.
But see, that's the thing. So, you know, like, yeah, it's good to have Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, and I hope that they do well. But
what the Roosters hate is a fast play the ball. They hate losing the ruck and they hate second phase play.
That's what they've been working on. And they've showed that's why they've been back-to-back premiers. You know, like, they've dominated the ruck. They've won the wrestle in the ruck. Now, I know so many people don't like the wrestle in the game, but at the end of the day, it's part of the game if you like it or not. You know, it's just who does it best. And like, nearly every club has a wrestling coach or a jiu-jitsu coach out there just trying to help them. Like, I know St. George had Jamie Tahuna, former UFC, like, as their wrestling coach. So, end of the day,
It's simple. It's simple for Penrith.
That's right.
Get the contact and then drop to the ground on your belly. You've won the ruck. If you're on your belly, you basically won the ruck. You know, as a defence, right. And this is what I'm coaching my boys now. You know, when you're defending, your aim is to get them onto their back, because then they've got to get up, go forward to face the front, and then get up. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of movement. It slows the play the ball down from, say, a 1.5, 2.5 second play the ball to a 4 second play the ball once you've moved around and got yourself up and played. So, you know, the aim of the game in defence is to put them on their back, and in attack is as soon as you've made the contact, just drop down so you're on your belly, because then ref calls a surrender tackle. You get up earlier and you play the ball.
Interesting fact: every single finals game that they played in the back to back. Wins, they've only conceded one try in every game. They haven't conceded twice. So there you go.
Yeah, it'll be a good game to watch.
I pick Panthers in that one.
I pick the Roosters.
So there's the difference there. I'm going to get 8 from 8 and he's going to get 7 from 8.
So now we move over to Sunday, 4 p.m. Manly versus the Melbourne Storm. One of the greatest modern rivalries. There's usually drama when the Seagulls and Storm clash. That was certainly the case in their first meeting last season, when Manly won a Golden Point thriller 11-10 to announce their premiership threats. For the Seagulls to win, they'll need to shore up their defence against the 2019 minor premiers. For the Storm, all involves the impact of both Camerons, Smith and Munster. The battle of fullbacks, Trbojevic and Pappenhuyzen, will be 140 ages. Manly, the Trbojevic brothers and Adam Fanua Blake are all named after undergoing post-season surgery. Danny Levi to make his club debut at 9. Tanila Paseka and Jack Gozalewski is out injured. For Melbourne, Justin Olam and Marion Seve are the new centre combo. Kemi Kamika starts as Nelson Asofa-Solomon is out injured. Harry Grant gets a bench spot for the injured the Big Cheese and Brendan Smith. And boys, what's your thoughts and opinions for this game? Me personally, before I do send it over to you, I reckon this is going to be game of the round.
Yeah, this is going to be a nice one.
This one or the game beforehand, the Panthers and the Roosters. I'll start off with that. The fullbacks are electric. Let's hope that, you know, Tommy Boy's all ready to go. Let's hope that Manly hasn't rushed. You know, Jake and Adam Fanua Blake back too early, so hopefully they're fully recovered moving forward. I love Danny Levi. I wish the Knights didn't let him go. I reckon he will be the missing puzzle to the piece. I know they had Coruscant out there, but Levi just adds that extra dynamic piece for them, and I reckon it really completes their side. So Up against the minor premiers will be hard. But like again, it's going to be maybe 1 point, and maybe go to Golden Point.
Moses Sully up against Justin Olam. That's going to be a...
I reckon Sully will give it to Olam.
Oh, mate, this Olam and Seve, mate. Good. Islander boys have got tree trunks.
Don't get wrong, Olam's good in touch, but I still question his defence.
No, I'm just waiting here to the collision. Can we just have an SF Marxist following them up down all night? Bang! Just all I want here is the slap.
Harry Grant gets a go.
Yeah, because the big cheese is out injured. Brendan Smith would have had that bench spot.
Nelson Asofa-Solomona. That's a massive out for them.
Oh mate, he's a big boy, and he's not just a big boy, but he can actually play the game. And he's
is he injured or is he still stood down?
No, he's out injured.
He's stand down was only for the international games.
Final game, boys. 8 p.m. on Sunday.
6 p.m. is it?
6 p.m. or 8 p.m. We're going to be depressed because there's no more footy for a couple of days. Dragons versus the West Tigers at Wynn Stadium. Both the Dragons and the West Tigers have a point to prove in 2020 after failing to make the finals last year. The new influences from Shane Flanagan will improve the Dragons and a whole preseason for Maguire. The Tigers will be key for victory. Lozano Luciano Lailua makes his club debut up against his former side. For the Dragons, they've named Isaac Luke to make his debut at 9. New recruit Trent Merrin is named on the bench as he returns to the former club. Braden Williami named to debut at centre for his club over Aiken. Billy Britton also named on the bench with Josh Kerr, Cameron McGuinness and Corbin Sims all out injured. For the Tigers, Corey Thompson has won the right to play fullback. New recruit Dewey will make his club debut at centre. Billy Walters is named at hooker. Well done to Fife for picking that. With Reynolds starting on the bench, Paul Momorowski, Moses Mbai, and Russell Packer up out injured.
I'm just going to say it here. I reckon this is going to be the first Golden Point game of the year.
It's just going to be close. It's going to be really close. And it's good to see the Lailua brothers finally get to play together. Joey's also there as well. He was named as the other centre, wasn't he?
Yes, so
Lailua and Dewey as centre. Billy Walters as hooker. That's he comes from the lineage of the Walters. They've had hookers, they've had halves, they've had 5'8", so it's only natural for him to want to have a go at all of them.
If he can play just as good as both his uncles Kieran and Steve,
he'll be great.
He'll go well.
And then he has his dad,
come from the Melbourne system too.
He's been around.
So no, he'll go good. I like that Billy Britton's been named on the bench. Look, this one here, I end up flipping a coin for this one, and it landed on Dragons.
I just went for the home team. I think it's going to be a bludger. I reckon who holds the ball the most is probably going to win. To be honest,
that's just not. Science, isn't it?
Not really. The Roosters won a funny few games last year with less ball.
You got to trust the Buddha here. Rather ahead and hope it works.
Have you guys been paying attention? What's the two games that the players are playing against their former side?
You've got
Luciano Lailua here.
And the other one.
And the other one is Saint Etivano. Penrith and Roosters.
There you go, paying attention. Ding ding, fire. Billy Wallace.
I'm ding ding all the time, mate. I'm on fire this year. Alright, you are our resident supercoach idiot this year.
Yeah.
Who's in your supercoach team?
Oh.
On the spot.
Let me pull it up. I actually just finished it again today after.
So why are you pulling up your supercoach there? Because he's our resident supercoach idiot. Just quickly remembering, guys, there are junior footy trials on across all districts this weekend. I think I saw Baralla Bears are travelling up here to Heber Park for the Tigers. Rouse Hill are coming over to Collinton. Us at Minchinbury, we're hosting St Mary's. My 13s have got a nice tough challenge up against St Mary's 13s Div 1, so that's going to be a very good workout for the boys. Not expecting too much. I'm just hoping that they hold their structure. Don't get too overawed by the big boys in the other team. But went out last week and watched Campbelltown City Kangaroos take on St. Clair. We did trial that new technology that we're looking at doing with the half-time and the full-times. We will endeavour to try to do that this year. There's three of us here. Surely at some point one of us will be able to add a game. We'll sit down each week and we'll discuss how it's going, who's going to go where and what, and if it will work out. From all reports, that was actually a good turnout. Everyone kind of liked it, that commented on there. So that's something that, again, it helps us get our junior league growth there.
That's it. But just remember as well, to our listeners, you know, like we do have the radio show coming up. So if you want to be the junior club of the week, send him to the boys, you know, and we can see what we can do.
Yeah, exactly right. So we've got Minchinbury and Emu Plains 100% booked in for there. They're the first two ones that'll be off the list there. Also, but at the ground, you know, the referee, there was some dubious calls there, and a lot of parents blew up. But what I did like was that there wasn't any threats or anything made to the referee. And what everyone's got to remember is, firstly and foremost, that these are trials. Even in competition, you're not playing for $1 million contracts or $1 million prize money. And everyone's human, so they all make mistakes. So, you know, just think, for that one mistake that referee might make, your son might make two or three by missing tackles and whatnot that got you into that position. So, you know, cheer, support, but don't ridicule the referee. Now we'll move back to your super coach, mate. Yeah, we'll call this one Dale's Idiotic Super Coach Box.
So that's got fullback, Asako, Josh Adakar, Tupo,
yeah,
and Croker as a menacing wings and centre combination. My 5'8 is Munster, my halfback is Daly Cherry Evans, my lock is Josh Kerr, my lock is Tom Lalo.
Yeah.
I've got Jake Tavoyevich and Josh Kerr there in the front row. It's McLean and Bromwich, and my fullback is Cameron Smith. On the bench is Brayley, Musgrove, Luai, and Kaelin Ponga.
And who's your captain?
Captain is Tedesco, vice captain is JT. And the extended bench is Rudolph, Bailey Sheridan, Jamel Hopewadi, and...
So you get yourself any of those cheapy wanker jobs ones?
There's lots of cheapies in there this year. It was very hard, right, to... The only reason why Josh Kerr is in there, because I liked how he went in the Indigenous game and in the Charity Shield, but also I only just had enough of him to finalise my squad.
Okay, and
also, before we go to that last bit, redeem your NRL rewards, guys. If you are a coach, a trainer, a manager, a volunteer, a player at Junior Rugby League, and you are fully registered with your club, you would have got your email, or your mum would have got your email, or your dad would have got your email to say that you've got your NRL redeem rewards there. Gives you one free entry to one game per week. Get out there, guys. I've got mine. My kids have got theirs. We're going this weekend. So, yeah, make sure you redeem those and use them to full effect.
And Fifey, what has blown your whistle so far this week?
What's blown my whistle? It kind of carried on from the last weekend, and it's the rain. As much as we need it, and I don't blame whoever's upstairs or whatever you believe in who's upstairs. I blame the people across the world. Everyone started praying for rain for Australia when we were on fire. And whoever's upstairs that organises the prayers and the wish lists, they've realised right now, oh shit, we need to give the rain to Australia. I haven't checked me wish list, and it's just smashed us with rain. Unfortunately, it's washed out a lot of rain, as I washed out a lot of training and washed out a few of the trials last weekend. I love me football, and during winter, if someone says, oh, it's going to rain, I tell them to stop swearing. Trev, has anyone blown your whistle this week?
Mate, I'll tell you what's blown my whistle this week. Everyone buying the toilet paper at the grocery store.
Yes!
Mate, like in the day, guys, you know, like we survived Y2K without any issues. Everyone wanted to party, and now they want to go out and buy all the toilet paper because of a few viruses or what the coronavirus, you know?
But
like,
what about what could be happening? We all could be banished and watched from home and watch football at an empty stadium.
That's right.
It'd be just like watching Roosters after week after week after week, boys.
They've done that in the soccer now.
Yeah, so overseas. But yeah, we could be watching a Roosters home game on TV, a normal Roosters home game on TV.
Or a Manly away game,
yeah, there's hardly anyone. Oh, depends on where Manly plays away.
That's it, but in the day, guys, I think that's why the one whistle. Everyone's buying the toilet paper. We've got to remember, guys, just to let you know, your butcher's got on special at the moment, brains, go and buy them.
All right, and just on that, you know, I reckon a lot of Titans people have been buying their toilet paper to blow their tears out too. But yes, I like your brains initiative there, Trev. Dale might have to go get some brains so he stops saying arm at 100%, but we'll get there later on. He's getting there. The count's come down. All right, guys, we'd like to always thank our sponsors, HQ Services Electrical and Air Conditioning, Dicko and Jakey out there. You need electrical stuff, you need aircon, hit them up. They will come out real quickly and fix up your electrical slots. And I think I saw somewhere on their Facebook page the other day, they went out and helped out someone that had a blown one that kept blowing on them. And they upgraded them with a USB port, so now they can use their USB to charge their phones. And the other one is P&S Dumpers. So Paul Dick there. He loves coming around picking up all your useless trash. He'll drop a bin there for you for a week, let you pick up all your put all your trash in there, and then he'll go and take it over to the tip and dispose of it for you. For more information, you can listen to our podcast on the Anchor app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or you hit us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thefinalwhistlero. We're on Instagram as well at thefinalwhistle_ro. And as Trev alluded to earlier, guys, hit us up at thefinalwhistlero@hotmail.com if you wish to have your junior rugby league club as our league club of the week on Swire FM 999 when we go to air on the 4th of April. Please share our podcast to all your rugby league friends and families. And just remember, guys, footy is back. Get your meat pies, get your beers, stock it up, tell the missus to piss off, give her money to go to Kmart. Tell her not to come back until 8 p.m. Sunday evening so you can watch your football in peace. Catch you all.
Have a good one, guys.
That's the final whistle.
And that's the final whistle.